Kathy, tell us about this tradition and how it got started.
The legend is that my father gave my uncle a pair of socks. They went to the University of Illinois, and they were not good-looking socks. They were orange and blue. And the next year, my uncle gave them back, and so forth and so forth. So over the years, they just started giving them back and forth. And everybody would just sort of look forward to it as cousins were born and the family grew. Everybody would wait to see whose turn it was to get the socks.
So how has this family gag gift evolved over the years?
Well, they were baked inside of a fruitcake 1 year. I remember canning them 1 year somewhere, actually putting them in a can and canning them, baked in a cake. And the socks have their own Facebook page, and they have been to Paris. They travel all over the U.S.
And it appears your family has something it can use as a way to bond with one another around the holidays.
It makes just that little fun bit of the day, like what happened and where are they, and people get involved, and it brings the whole family. Even though this is between my father and his brother, there's, you know, he's got two other brothers, and everyone gets involved, and we start, you know, the shenanigans of hiding them among other people, who's in on it, who's not in on it.
And no doubt, Kathy, this is a tradition that will continue to be handed down?
It's already sort of passed down because, I don't know, years ago, my cousins and my sister and I took it over. The poor socks, I'm more worried about the socks lasting at this point. They're getting kind of old.
There you have it, the U of I Sock Exchange, submitted by one of our listeners, Kathy Christensen. Now from the sock bin to the kitchen, WNIJ's Austin Cliff fixes a special drink tied to his annual Christmas party.
All right, we're going to start with boiling 2 quarts of water. I'm Austin Cliff, and we're going to be making some traditional Kalman family glug for my upcoming holiday party. We're here in DeKalb, Illinois, and I have my Christmas party here. It's for everybody after they're sort of done with their family gatherings to come over for a drink and some laughs. I live in my hometown, so I have a lot of friends that come back in from out of town to visit. I've got a little cheesecloth bag that I'm tying up right now to toss in the water for when it comes to a boil. We're going to be boiling some raisins and almonds. And then in our cheesecloth bag, we've got a teaspoon of whole cloves, 20 cardamom seeds, and 2 sticks of cinnamon. So we're going to cook this for 45 minutes. So our 45 minutes are up, and I'm going to take out the spice bag now. Put in a pint of Everclear. So we're also going to add 3 quarts of port wine. Only the best, cheapest port wine for our guests. So we'll throw 1/3 cup sugar in there. Oh, dropping matches. There it is. So I'm not sure how long we're supposed to let it go for, but I figure let it go for a little while, because that's pretty cool looking. All right, let's pour it out. Smells high octane. Oh my, yes. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. That's glug. Oh, it's Swedish, too.